You're watching the Restore Your Mitochondrial Matrix Summit. I'm your host, Laura Frontero, and I'm bringing you experts to help you boost your energy and fix your health so you can build the life you love. And today, my special guest is Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren. Hi, Dr. I like to call you Dr. Sergey because you're a friend of mine. Dr. Sergey, welcome to the summit.
Thank you. It's an honor. The conversations with you are always fantastic. This conversation is truly magnificent.
It is. It's so important to bring you here to a summit all about healing mitochondria. You have an incredible healing story, really remarkable yourself, and an incredible background as well. You were actually named the Holistic Physician of the Year in 2020. And this is after putting your own stage 3 colon cancer into remission. You have dedicated your life since then to sharing holistic healthcare and healing information with the world. And very fascinating, in 2015, you actually became family with Dr. Norm Shealy. And recently, he adopted you formally as his son. And now you are devoted to honoring his legacy and bringing his healing contributions to the world as the medical director of the Real Holistic Doc Wellness Center. And for those of you who don't know who Norm Shealy is, Dr. Sergey is going to tell us all about Norm as well. He is literally like the father of functional medicine. So let's get into this amazing talk today, Sergey. Can you start off by sharing your personal story of healing from colon cancer? I know there's people watching right now who have a cancer story themselves or who may be going through it right now and who may be here looking for answers. So I know you're going to just be a guiding light to people today. So share with us how you are where you are right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you extremely, extremely much. I'm going to say my journey began when I was still back in the former Soviet Union, Belarus. I was born into a medical family. My grandmother was a pediatric cardiologist. Now, the fact that she, as a woman, was able to become a director of a clinic, and not only that, but pediatric cardiology was truly amazing because, first of all, it was very difficult. But the other thing is, back in those times, the system that was operating was completely, completely non-functional, very much skewed towards those who have, in other words, people with power, and the rest had nothing, truly nothing, no resources. And whatever resources were, they were terrible. So what I learned from an early age, and this came later much very helpful, is you don't just look at the system, you look at the entire perspective, you look at the entire picture. When I was 12 years old, my family moved to the United States. It was a wonderful transition, interesting, but wonderful. And so when I was college and thereafter, I was asked, or even high school, what do you want to do when you grow up? The answer was very, very simple. What do you mean? What I want to do? I'm going to be a doctor. Is there anything else in the world? Well, of course, there's other things in the world, but for me, there was just one vision. And what I saw was conventional medicine, because that's what I saw, that's what I learned, that's what I knew, and that's what I trusted. And we'll get to that, because at this point, I have literally seen the light about the reality of life, the world, medicine, healthcare system, and everything else in between. And it's a fascinating, interesting reality that we need to talk about at some point. But anyhow, in 2007, after having graduated from medical school, I'm finally having my American dream. I was married. I had a house, cars, even a swimming pool. I mean, all the materialistic and the American dream that I imagined and beyond. I guess I'm supposed to be happy. Well, was I? In 07, I was diagnosed, finally, after blowing off and ignoring the symptoms that I would have diagnosed on a spot, with a colon cancer stage 3, and it was basically in the transverse colon. I had a resection. I went through a brief course of chemo, but I still remember the very first time that I was sitting in a hospital room, and this was basically a situation where I literally just blew it off, and I tried to make all kinds of excuses. But the one day that I was working, and it was in a clinic at the urgent care at the time, I had multiple contracts, and I found myself drinking a glass of water and then basically in a fetal position on the floor for the next half an hour, unable to get up. That's when it was time. Okay, I'm going to the emergency room.
That sounds advanced, Sergey. I mean, by the time colon cancer becomes symptomatic, we know it's quite advanced. You mentioned it's stage three, and for people—
Stage three plus, yes. Yeah. It literally blocked the entire transverse colon. There was no space. There was nowhere to go. And lymph nodes and other things. So the first oncologist that came in literally gave me a death sentence on the spot. Death sentence. I was told there in the very nonchalant voice, you got 2 years to live. And in the meantime, in those 2 years, this is going to be the side effects of chemotherapy.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to be dead.
Really quick, Sergey, yeah. I just want to make sure people realize with colon cancer, it's a very slow growing cancer. And if you were at stage three in 2007, that means that close to 10 years prior, you had started growing this cancer. So you were in your late—
I was probably in my 20s, but it goes deeper than that. Back in the former Soviet, and you know, this is where I trust no one, especially in authority or power. And I'm going to be very careful in that statement. But I learned that the governments, at least the government of the country I was living in, literally deceived and lied about the situation in Chernobyl. Chernobyl was a nuclear accident, and with a wind downstream, most of our families died out of cancers. All sorts of cancers. And so when we left in 88, 89, it was still basically considered, oh, don't worry about it. So just, you know, go about your life as you do normally. No problems here, guys. So that probably was a contributor. Another huge contributor, and this is interesting, is that I was unhappily married at the time. Unhappily. And this brings back to the concept of the not just the physical body and what's happening in the body, but thoughts, feelings, and emotions. In other words, mental and emotional, the control center, the mind, the brain, and how that affects things. And the short of it is that going through all these difficulties, my first wife, and God bless her, I recovered eventually. In other words, even though I was told I would be dead, and I'll go into this a little bit more. She was perfectly healthy young lady, and she developed pancreatic cancer.
Oh my!
Within a couple of years, and she passed away. Now at that point, there was no communication. I couldn't do anything at that point. You know, well, after the fact, but just to kind of connect and see what the risk factors are for all these things, and the depression, anxiety, and stress are truly at the core of it. And now I know. Because, you know, there's work of Dr. Cellier, who's done research in 30s and 40s. I didn't know that fact in the beginning, but the stress is a huge factor, and being unhappy is a huge factor, not living your full life, not being genuine to yourself. And of course, the spirit soul, who am I? And so on and so forth. Why am I here? What is my purpose? I had none of that. I was just simply preoccupied with the house, with the cars, with the swimming pool, and with the status quo. And that was basically an earthquake right there, just knocked everything from under me, the ground. So when that happened, I literally realized on the spot that, I literally fired that oncologist who came in. I not only fired him immediately, but I'm not the best response, of course, but the best I could do was basically to tell him, if he didn't get the hell out of the room right there, right then, he would be dead before I was for my cancer. And I meant it, actually. So I think he got the point. He actually got out of the room real fast and never saw him again. Fact of the matter is, not the best way to handle the situation in retrospect. And I would apologize for that if I had the opportunity. But maybe I would just say thank you instead, because that really activated the warrior within. Wow. In other words, something got woken up. And at that moment, I didn't have the answers. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know where life was going to lead me. I didn't know I was going to become a medical partner and with a real holistic doc. In other words, following the legacy of the founder of holistic medicine. I didn't know that challenge, that opportunity, the lesson was the most important central thing at the time. I just knew that I wasn't going to accept the status quo. I wasn't going to accept that nocebo, negative placebo. There's positive placebo, negative placebo. Words of power. I chose to understand myself, to believe in myself, and to see, hey, let's find out. If I'm going to be dead in 2 years, but might as well 2 days, 2 minutes, 20 years, 80 years, whatever it is, who am I? I didn't know. What is my purpose? What is my meaning? Why am I here? And if you have no idea why you're here, if you're not enjoying your life, it doesn't matter how many decades you live. It doesn't matter how it's the quality, it's the purpose, it's the sense. So this was literally my initiation into asking a question, who am I and what am I doing on this earth?
What did you find out?
Mm-hmm.
What did you find out, Sergey?
I found out a lot of stuff, onion layers after onion layers after onion layers. I literally took education after education, conferences. I read hundreds of books. If I'm going to be dead in 2 years, hey, let's learn, let's explore, let's find out what else is out there. And the first thing that I did was I started working on the basics and essentials, lifestyle. I literally changed who I was. And that mm-hmm. changed the relationship in my marriage, which led to a divorce shortly thereafter, because I was no longer the same person. And that was interesting. So that was another stressor. But what happened was, as I changed my trajectory, my directive, I started looking at holistic medicine. And the more I learned, I didn't call it holistic. I called it functional. I called it integrative. I called it all sorts of stuff, alternative and complementary. Now I just use the one simple word, holistic, because everything is holy. Spirit, soul, mind, body. In other words, we are holy. And I'll get into this more, but there is a general principle, a guiding concept that I use in everything that I do, no matter what tools, what the problems are, what the situation is. And that's following the blueprint, the concept of who we are as human beings. And if you listen, and if you look at the conventional medicine concept, such as, oncology or just even primary care or so on and so forth, a conventionally trained doctor is going to focus on the physical, is going to focus on the disease. You have diabetes, you have hypertension, you have this, you have cancer, you have low energy. I mean, that's a symptom as well. And literally, here's a Band-Aid, here's a drug, here's procedure, here's medicine. But what's missing here is the same thing that's been missing for over 300 years since the Cartesian reductionist and just literally cutting off of the spirit and the soul of a human being, but also cutting off the head, literally cutting off the head with the separation of the mind, mental, emotional, and the physical. And there's still people who say it's all in your mind, and there's still psychiatrists and otherwise who basically treat the brain and the mind independent of the body, and then there are people who treat the body independent of the mind. And that's why the system is failing. That's why we have over 36,000 successful outcomes and over 85% success rate. And it's not because we're anything special, it's because we're looking at it from another perspective, not from the bottom up. Here's your physical body, okay, take this. Feels better, feels worse. Okay, let's do something else. No, you've got to look at the big picture if you want to truly be okay. There is the spirit, the soul. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my genuine self? What am I here to do? The why. With the right why, you can do any how. You can do any what. We're that strong. We're that powerful. And then, of course, there is the control center, and there is various ways to work with the control center. We'll talk about that. There's various techniques. But the ultimate thing is you've got to have a point of origin. What do you want? Who are you? Where are you going? And the simple example is if you're driving a car and you happen to just gaze put your eyes, your vision, your outlook towards the side of the road, you will eventually go off the road. And I'm not saying that that's a good idea to do that, but the concept is wherever your vision, wherever your focus, your intention is, that's where everything else is going to go. So that's the first thing I ask a person. Set the intention. Who are you? Why is this important to you? What are you willing to do?
This is a really important concept, Sergey. I want to just highlight this. When, you just said, wherever you focus your attention, that's where you're going to go. And I think this is really important because I've definitely worked with people over the years who are focused on failure. Nobody can fix me. I've seen multiple practitioners. I've tried everything. There's no hope, or, this kind of thing of you're my last hope. And really, I'm not their last hope. They are their hope, right? So, somebody like you or myself, we can guide people, how to heal their bodies using holistic practices and really, bringing it all together for them. Can you share with us how healing your own cancer affected your career? Because you're also an emergency medicine physician and you have a holistic practice as well. And so how has this shifted your career?
Completely 180 degrees. I still practice conventional medicine. I like the emergency room aspect, keeps me on my toes, keeps it real. And I also use that aspect in my practice. I also often, say jokingly, I've got multiple hats. The very first hat that I activate, in other words, the first thing that I wear is the emergency room hat. When I see somebody and if they look like crap, for example, or the vital signs are not doing well, or they're going to telling me a story, but they just look like they need to be in the emergency room. That's the first thing that I make sure that we do. Check out medical, make sure everything is proper. And that's a concept. Holistic and wellness does really does incorporate everything. Holism is holy, everything. Medicine, surgery, pills, everything has a purpose. Everything has a place. But chronicity, and chronic disease is defined as 6 months or more, but to me, 6 weeks, if you're not fully resolved or if you're not optimized, something is not right. That's a pattern that's been set up. How do you change that pattern? I'm not interested in dealing with a chronic disease. I'm interested in resolving chronic disease. I'm interested in reversing the patterns that lead to the chronic disease. But that's on the person.
That's interesting. So reversing the patterns in chronic, yes. Because there are patterns there.
And there's layers that you can work with. You can work with physical layers. You can work with mental, emotional layers. And we'll talk about those things. Mm-hmm. You can talk about electromagnetic, because the body is indeed electromagnetic. And one of the things that Dr. Shealy, the founding father of holistic medicine, truly going back to the 50s, and he started out truly. Let's talk about Dr. Shealy and his foundation, because where I am is just standing on the shoulders of giants. Really, he is a giant in this field. Anyone who doesn't know, Dr. C. Norman Shealy is a neurosurgeon, and he started out, he's about to turn 90 this coming up, this year. And he's still practicing, he's still working, he's still doing research, he's still producing literature, research, projects, still seeing patients in practice, active as ever, and doing fantastically wonderful. The accomplishment list is absolutely tremendous, from founding of the first American Holistic Medical Association to helping to create the Holistic Nursing Association, and multiple patents, multiple books, multiple discoveries, just world famous, more world famous than here in Springfield, Missouri, where people have no idea who we are, but that's okay. it's interesting. People from other countries, continents call us and try to get in. And our waiting list is, a little bit on the longer side. And in the meantime, I talk to my neighbors. What? Holism? What is that? Well, right. That's okay. If when you're ready, when time comes, it'll be there. Dr. Shealy has laid the foundation, literally the foundation for holism, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And he literally reconnected the entire being, the holiness. And that's his greatest contribution. But along the way, he also came up with a number of concepts, patents, devices, inventions, and including PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field device that operates in a very interesting capacity to optimize the brain, body. There's also multiple tools that he introduced and brought in, including another major secret to health, which is acupuncture without the needles, using bliss oils on certain acupuncture points to create 5 distinct circuits, including, for those who are interested and who are actually doing all the right things, improving their genetics, growing the telomeres, tail end of DNA. Imagine living to be healthy, happy, 150, 160. It's possible.
Yeah, no.
Fascinating stuff.
People tuning in right now are wanting to learn more about how to support their mitochondrial health, how to achieve incredible mitochondrial function. Can you speak into that a little bit from the perspective of these devices and the different things that that you work with in your holistic clinic and how you support people on this level?
Absolutely. And I'll make a disclaimer. First and foremost, the ultimate power, the responsibility, and I'll break up that word, responsibility, ability to respond is already within us. And it's a decision that each and every person has to make for themselves. What am I willing to do? What am I interested in doing? Once that decision is made and it's full speed ahead in terms of taking best care of themselves, then question is, what are the options? What are the choices? And where do you go from there? One of the easiest ways to regain health and to optimize energy and improve mitochondrial function is indeed a PEMF. And I actually got a functional unit right here that I'd like to show you. And this is a unit that was originally created by Dr. Shealy. Here's a control box. It's got, right now it's on. This is the first setting. You can easily switch to between the three settings. And let's go through the settings. This is a ring. I call it a halo. And the reason why we actually created a yellow or golden ring is, and this was like actually initially an interesting concept because, well, it optimizes the brain, especially in the gamma range. And the gamma range is about 40 cycles per second. So that's why we call it a gamma PEMF. This is the only device that puts the brain into the gamma state. Gamma is the optimal state of relaxation, optimization, and just literally doing the best that you can. Cleaning out all kinds of stuff. There's been research that was done, including addiction. And without making any judgment, addicts are one of the harder people to work in terms of the mind and the brain, because the brain chemistry and all the other stuff is off to a large degree. And to the best of the rehab and otherwise, the folks end up with maybe 17 to 20% success rate. And this is after going through multiple rehabs. For instance, wearing this for 2 hours a day minimum on the gamma setting has over 90% over 5 years. And the interesting thing is, this is the only device that actually works on the brain in that capacity.
That's really incredible.
Yep. What happened? And it's, I'm not going to say that the device is the miracle. The miracle is the brain. The device is simply helping the brain go in the right direction. Interesting example on that, for example, is when you have, I like to use examples and analogies. I mean, if this makes sense, let me know. Otherwise, so we will, we'll expedite. But if you have a person who's colorblind, let's say I cannot see color blue or yellow. If somebody tries to describe to me what the color looks like, it's difficult. It's nearly impossible. But if somebody shows me at least once what that looks like, now I can associate and connect, and I can bring that back with the power of my mind. Mm-hmm. That is where that is. This is the same thing what we're doing. We're giving the tools so we can train and allow the brain and the mind to get into optimal state. And once you know what that optimal state is, I do believe that most people will want to do better. If you know that you can do better, you'll do better. And that's a fact. There are two other modes there that are basically very functional. And the first mode, this sweep mode, it literally has to do with a Schumann frequency. And Schumann frequency is the 7.83 cycles per second. The interesting thing about that, this is the frequency of the Earth in the atmosphere. This is where the lightning strikes and creates all sorts of wonderful things like ozone and otherwise. And this, this Schumann frequency is all over the world, all around the world. And this, when you have a human being is not just a collection of cells, even though we're made of trillions of cells. We are electromagnetic beings, mitochondria, energy. Everything is energy, truly. Even physical matter is energy. And Dr. Shealy, Dr. Norm Shealy, has done a fantastic job, including a number of books on energy medicine, outlining how each modalities and work with energetical systems of the body. PEMF is one of the most important things if you want to optimize the cellular structure and the mitochondrial ATP production and everything else in the body. And that's mode number one. Scans through from basically 5.78 cycles per second to 56, 57 cycles per second. And so what that does is it gives you the entire range of the seven energy centers. And let's talk about chakras, because the word chakra is now becoming more familiar to the world. Initially, we called the device chakra sweep. Why is that? Because if the concept is that the base level or the first chakra, which is literally a nerve plexus, you can think of the chakras as energy centers. But in the ancient ways, they used different vocabulary, different words. They didn't use the word nerve plexuses or otherwise. They used the words chakras. That's how they saw it. And it still works and applies right now. So there's seven centers in the body, and there is a center connecting us to the higher. So when you multiply the that 7.83 cycles per second by times two, times three, times four, and all the way up to seven, you actually have something called the chakra sweep, and or the energy center sweep. And that not only recharges the cells, but it actually optimizes the entire body. I've used this device personally for recovery. I've had several critical, very major incidents and events in my life, including several near death. Last year, around March, I had an incident where, and I'll admit it, pure stupidity, I literally drove over 100 miles an hour on a little narrow roads in the middle of nowhere. Went off the road, lost control into the trees, about 15 feet up in the air, came down, crushed my L3 vertebra, compression fracture, went off like a grenade. I was nearly paralyzed. And so since then I had surgery. I was told that the recovery would be longer and more painful than what I anticipated or what I said for myself, but I made a decision. I'm going to do this my way. So I used the PEMF, I used a number of other modalities, and within 4 weeks, I was back in the emergency room working a 24-hour shift. And I did it. Not the smartest decision in the world, set me back by a couple of weeks because, well, it's supposed to recover somewhat. But I've been able to do that and so much more, literally no limitations. A lot of it has to do with...
Yeah, it sounds like PEMF is a remarkable healing strategy. Can you share with us a little bit? And wow, I mean, I remember talking about that last time I saw you, which was about a month ago. I remember talking about that accident you had, and really remarkable that you recovered as quickly as you did. And I will say, shame on you for working a 24-hour shift. You know better than 4 weeks into your recovery.
Frankly speaking, it was more of a test. I just wanted to say to myself, to prove to myself and not so much to myself, just to see we are, as a humans, are capable of a lot more than what humanity gives us credit for, society, culture, medical system. That's the point. That's the point. Not to do stupid things or to basically to go back to work too early or to compromise your own recovery by prolonging things, to realize we are more than all that. We are capable of literally infinite potential. That's the point.
Certainly. Well, I want to make sure we're going to talk today about your three secrets to escape the conventional medicine matrix. Now, what I find interesting about this is that you actually work in and support to, you know, a practice inside of the conventional medicine matrix, as you like to call it. And simultaneously, you figured out a way to navigate all of that and still be true to yourself and holistic medicine. So, you know, we cannot escape the conventional medicine model. It's important. It's part of our culture here in developed nations. They're really good at emergency medicine and putting you back together when things go wrong, like when you shatter a vertebrae, for example. And I think this is why you love emergency medicine, right? Because this is where you really get to use all the modern technology of medicine and work in it on an acute level.
That's we're not the key. Not chronic. Exactly.
We're not good at chronic. So
right.
When you're talking about escaping the conventional medicine matrix, I don't think you're talking about escaping acute care medicine, because thank goodness we have it. Yes. Let's put you back together so you can get back out there and do your thing. And let's talk about escaping the chronic conventional medicine matrix, if you will. So what's the first secret in that?
The first and foremost secret is very simple. Personal responsibility. We mentioned this briefly.
Yeah.
You've got to take accountability and responsibility for your own health. If a person doesn't, you literally are, you're giving your power away. Why? There's no reason for that. And what happens when I've given my power away for over 40 years. I'm learning now. I'm taking it all back. In other words, it all comes back to me right now. But for the longest time, I literally gave away my power, my sense of who I am, my sense of what I can do in this world, and what I should do in this world. I literally let society, culture, and everything else guide and dictate everything that I was and everything that I could be or couldn't be. And no more of that. I am an unlimited human being, as are all of us. And the first thing that you have to do is take responsibility for your actions and the outcomes, and literally look at everything that has happened from a perspective of it's either a lesson or, well, if it's great, fantastic, enjoy. You've done something good. If it's not great, learn.
So
be grateful. Everything from cancer to this nearly paralytic experience with the accident, and I've had multiple others, by the way, interesting stories of my life. It's an interesting how I'm still alive, but there's a purpose to that. I understand that now.
Yeah. So being responsible is what I'm hearing. And I remember, you know, when I was a kid and growing up, one of the biggest lessons my dad taught me was that I have a choice in every single moment of my life. Everything is a choice.
Between stimulus and response is a freedom of choice.
Yeah. Yes. So it reminds me, being responsible reminds me of that choice making that we have in every moment, even how we respond to someone who maybe makes us angry or frustrated. Who are we going to be in that moment? And are we going to, you know, get our stress levels going out of control and spike our cortisol levels and have our brain going crazy? I mean, everything is a choice. So being responsible, what is secret number two?
Secret number two, there is a secret blueprint, which is not so secret. I'll give an example. When there is a car maker, and I like Porsches, for example. I mean, it's been my favorite vehicle, well, car makers, you know, for a long time. I haven't always had Porsches, but I was well loved them. So, and it's a good car, but this is what I'm realizing. It's only as good as following the blueprint. If you do what you're supposed to do, in other words, you're supposed to put certain gas or certain fuel, certain maintenance. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, the car falls apart, no matter how well designed it is, no matter how good it is. We forget this as human beings. What is the blueprint of humanity? There's physical blueprint, there's mental blueprint, and there's also spiritual and soul blueprint. And I'm going to start with the spiritual and soul blueprint. We have the inheritance. We truly are honored and blessed. We are holy. And we cannot forget that. We literally cannot forget that we are holy beings with infinite power. This is where that comes from. So whenever I get into the thick and the heavy of the physical and stuff happens, I literally just have to snap out of it and just kind of come out and bigger picture. Who am I? What am I? I'm an unlimited human being. I'm a soul. I'm a spirit. And I've had several near death out of body experiences to kind of prove that point to myself as well. So I don't have to believe. I know. So, and that's when magic happens, because you step back, you change the patterns, and you literally look at the big picture, and the big picture is beautiful. It's so much bigger than anything we know. Another pattern, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the control center. Most of us are subjects to external influences, television, politics, society, school, culture, family. I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm not saying there is bad, you know, people do the best they can. But you cannot give that power away. You cannot give the control center away and expect to have good results, because the outside world does not have your best interests in mind. It literally doesn't. Some people might not. If you really want to be your best self, you've got to own yourself. You've got to be in charge of yourself and be willing to learn. Every mistake I've ever made, everything that has ever happened to me has been a huge blessing, but that's because the first thing I do is I admit to my mistakes. I admit to the patterns that, and I look at them and I change them. I don't feel bad for them. I don't feel sorry. I just take action, and that's it.
What's another part of the blueprint?
Physical and material. Lifestyle. Without good lifestyle, nutrition, activity, sleep, rest, body mass index, weight, veggies, in other words, supplements. And there's a regimen that we follow, and I'm sure different people follow different regimens, and there is more than one way to the up the mountain. But the bottom line is, you've got to understand how the body works. And if you don't give the body the physical lifestyle and the foundations, not to mention stress management, which is mental and emotional, and stress is behind literally over 90% of everything that happens. You can use different statistics, but back to the 30s and 40s and the work of Dr. Cellier, who did research on GAS, General Adaptation Syndrome, acute stress, chronic stress. Very clear demonstration using a variety of biological markers and all sorts of things, without a question, that chronic stress is what's killing us, and the capacity to handle stress and to deal with stress process it. That's what we address with orogenic training and biogenics, which is another key concept, which is resetting, retraining the nervous system, resetting how the brain, the control center functions, and setting and committing to the pattern of physical behaviors that lead to physical wellness. For instance, good nutrition, proper exercise and activity, proper sleep, maintaining weight, maintaining nutrition, optimizing supplements, and optimizing stress. If you do that, keep the positive mind frame and remember who you are. You are an unlimited, beautiful, infinite human being, holy being, sovereign being. And there you are. There you have it. Then you can start to look at what's available, what's around, what are the tools that I'm willing to use, what are the tools available to me. And then you go from there. That's the blueprint. You don't follow the blueprint, well, enjoy the consequences.
So we've got simple. We've got responsibility. We've got a blueprint, just like a Porsche. And yep. What is the third?
Energy healing. Energy. We think of healing in terms of here's a pill in conventional medicine. Here's a blood pressure pill. Here's a cholesterol pill. Here's this pill. And by the way, we get people off pills as much as we can. This is what our practice is all about. But it's not just getting off pills. The analogy there is if a person has a broken leg and a crutch, and they want to get better, they want to walk on their own. If they drop the crutch prematurely before the leg is healed, they're going to fall flat on their face. The crutch is serving a purpose. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But the mistake that is being made in our conventional society and conventional culture is that we hold on to those crutches far too long. And this is what we call chronic dis-ease, lack of ease. What we got to do is take the dis out of it, and that's energy. Energy is primarily mitochondria. So that's the topic of this conversation. And it can be worked on with a number of different modalities, from simplest to the more complicated. The simplest thing you can do to optimize your energy and the cellular structure of, cellular support, ATP production. So you can do what you came here to do, to fulfill your purpose, to feel good, to enjoy life, live, is PEMF. That's what we talked about. That's what simple a device, and I actually have a model here. So this is what all it takes. And by the way, there's a story behind the yellow coil, and did I talk about that yet?
Yes, looks like a little halo on your brain.
Like a halo, exactly. And so one day we're sitting around, it was a different color coil. It's like, you know, we were looking at pictures of saints and all sorts of amazing things and holistic holism, and all of a sudden just came to me. And so this is one of my major contributions, maybe not major, but it's one of the contributions to these devices. How about we make it golden yellow, just like the halo, because this is what the goal is. We want to basically come back to the holy, to the whole, to the healing. So that was the concept behind that one right there. Other than PEMF, which is the easiest and the most direct way, just safe, you can use it 24/7. Another key is next easiest modality is to optimize energy. You can do acupuncture. You can do electroacupuncture, which is something that Dr. Norm Shealy initiated back in the 70s, as a matter of fact. And he actually had delegations from China and everything, just learning from him. Incredible. I mean, that's some of the stories and some of the history behind what's happened around the world. And not just that, you know, with discoveries from all over. Dr. Shealy has been instrumental in so many factors. So he is also behind something called bliss oils. Bliss oils is an idea that you can take essential oils, apply them to certain acupuncture points in the body, 12 points to 13 points per specifically, takes literally 30 seconds to apply each circuit. There's five circuits. There is the fire circuit. There is the earth circuit. There is a crystal circuit, water circuit, and air circuit. And each of them has a specific function. For example, the earth optimizes the musculoskeletal health, and also is wonderful for pain reduction, especially from acute injuries and otherwise. The crystal reduces the free radicals and does many other things. Fire. That's a wonderful one. Fire bliss literally works on the entire endocrine system from the pineal all the way down to the gonads. And it does so many other things, plus the combination of the three, earth, crystal, and fire, will actually cause the tail end of DNA, the telomeres, which basically under the best of the conditions deteriorate. They go away at the rate of 1% a year under the best of the habits and conditions and circumstances. So most people live to about 100, some people more, some people less. But what about the concept of enhancing the telomeres instead of losing them, increasing them by 3.5% a year? And yeah, so the capacity.
Yeah, reversing aging.
Reversing aging. So this is where one of Norm's books came out for anti-aging. In other words, life beyond 100. In other words, capacity and potential for life to 150, 160. And I'm not talking nursing home or debilitated living. I'm talking about good quality living, quality of life and quantity of life. And why not?
It's interesting, Sergey, when you read the Bible, if you've ever, read the Old Testament, people lived to be 130, 150 years old in the old stories of the Bible.
Yes.
And I remember the first time I read that, I thought, could that be? Is that possible?
Well, let's think of what happened in our society. The food is junk. The lifestyle is junk. Stress is over the top. Everything is unnatural. We're not following the blueprint. Of course, we're not doing what we came here to do as humanity.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much today for sharing your healing journey and helping us see that there's a way to get out of this conventional medicine matrix of chronic disease management that doesn't work. Can you share with us how our viewers can find these PEMF devices from you, how they can find the essential oils you were talking about, and where we can learn more from your Real Holistic Doc Center?
Absolutely. There's a lot more to this. I wish we had more time. There's the entire training of the central and autonomic nervous system, resetting the patterns and truly controlling, becoming aware and in control of yourself, and that's biogenics as well. So there's a lot of tools, a lot of education. We have a radio program that's available. We have topics on pretty much a lot of stuff that's of interest, and it's free. It's available. It's all on realholisticdoc.com. And by the way, the doc is a DOC. A little running joke is basically, I had somebody ask me, is it doc, D-U-C-K, or D-O-C, doc, as in doctor? And I found that actually curious. And they let me share that little part of the story. And that's how my brain works to some degree, is there's a lot of people in conventional medicine and society that look at anything outside of their box that they grew up and they know of. There's a lot of use of words such as quackery and so on and so forth. So I look at the word duck, even D-U-C-K, as a really an interesting term. And if somebody wants to use that, I will freely say quack quack. In other words, what is a duck? If you think about it, a duck is truly a holistic animal. It can walk, it can swim, it can fly, it does everything. So much for that. Anyway, that's a little aside, but holism, it's really everything. Like the mighty duck, realholisticduck.com.
That's so funny. Well, with that, thank you, Sergey, for sharing your wisdom with us, for sharing your story, for holding the torch for holistic medicine, for carrying on the great work of Dr. Shealy. I really appreciate you and your contribution to the world.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would love to have you. We have a number of programs, number of educational activities. The work that you do is absolutely fantastic. So thank I would love to talk to you and, well, see your experiences as well. So we'd love to have you.
Thank you so much. You take good care now. Bye.